Radio Prague News. Senators for the Social Democratic Party have urged the government to retract the country's demand for an opt-out from the Lisbon Treaty. Petr Bendl of the Civic Democrats has been appointed Agriculture Minister, and the government's offer of state bonds enabling citizens to invest in the national debt has proved hugely successful. Senators for the Social Democratic Party have urged the government to retract the country's demand for an opt-out from the Lisbon Treaty, tabled at the insistence of the Czech president. In 2009, President Václav Klaus only signed the Lisbon Treaty after the EU agreed to his demand for a Czech opt-out from the EU's Charter of Fundamental Rights, which is part of the treaty. The Czech president feared it could open the way for restitution claims by Sudeten Germans expelled from Czechoslovakia after the war. Social Democrat senators who have a majority in the upper chamber say that, on the contrary, an opt-out would lower the degree of protection afforded to Czech citizens in the sphere of human rights. President Václav Klaus on Thursday appointed Petr Bendl of the Civic Democratic Party the country's new agriculture minister. Mr. Bendl, a close political ally of Prime Minister Petr Nečas, served as transport minister in 2009 in the government of Mirek Topolánek. The Prime Minister dismissed fellow Civic Democrat Ivan Fuksa on Tuesday, saying he had long been dissatisfied with his performance. Most commentators believe, though, that his sacking is related to infighting within the Civic Democratic Party. The Czech Finance Ministry has brought forward a deadline for ordering state bonds from the original November 1st to Friday, October 7th. The scheme has proved so successful that the set 10 billion crown target has already been exhausted, with the ministry now registering orders to the tune of 14.1 billion crowns. Next year, the ministry plans to issue bonds to the tune of 40 billion. The current debt crisis in the Eurozone could easily evolve into an economic crisis that would spill over to member states outside the Eurozone, such as the Czech Republic. Czech Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek said in an address to the Jofin Economic Forum on Thursday. The finance minister said the risk of this happening was considerable and predicted that such a development would have serious budgetary and social impacts. Mr. Kalousek said it was now up to the Eurozone to find a radical solution or face a system failure. The Czech finance minister was recently named Finance Minister of the Year for Emerging Europe 2011 by the Washington-based Emerging Markets magazine. The award was a tribute to Mr. Kalousek's commitment to consolidating public finances amidst a worsening global outlook. Security has been tightened around the Bory jailhouse in West Bohemia after two men rammed their car through the gates on Wednesday night. The gatekeepers on duty raised the alarm on hearing the first impact, and by the time the men had forcibly entered the premises, they were surrounded by armed guards and captured. In view of an ongoing investigation, the police has not released any details. According to the tabloid Daily Blesk, one of the suspects has a son in the jailhouse whom they were trying to help escape. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should bring significantly colder weather with rain showers and daytime temperatures between 8 and 12 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.